Patrick, mettila in mezzo Patrick, palla nostra, Suso, tira Alessio, Suso, tira, perché non tiriamo? Ma perché non tiriamo? Gol! Alessio Romagnoli! Il gol del capitano ancora l'ultimo, come Gilardino, detto ieri con...
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Sempre Milan podcast. I'm going to be your host this week, Anthony Torgrud. As you can see, Ollie Fisher, he's not with us. He took a vacation, was in Barca this weekend. So hopefully he's having fun and we'll see him next week. But for now, follow me on Twitter at Torgrud45. We also got Madison with us.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Oliver's going to be with us next week either. I think he might be in quarantine. I think the English government may have put him in
there. Yeah. There's some stuff going on in the world right now, and it's making travel difficult.
You guys can go ahead and follow me at Madison_DT.
Yeah, so this week is going to be a little different. I'm sure everyone's probably already noticed the video length is significantly shorter than it typically is. That's because we originally didn't plan on having one this week. Because the game was postponed and canceled, we were just going to kind of do a little blooper highlight reel, which is still going to be in this episode at the end of it. Just kind of shown some outtakes from previous podcasts, something fun for you guys to watch. But given the events that took place today with the dismissal of Boban, we figured it'd be important to kind of discuss the club a little bit in its current state. Some interesting stuff's going on. Our guy Vito Angeli's mentioned a lot of interesting things happening. Obviously, the big one being Boban's dismissal. But one of the many, many reasons to this breakup, so to speak, between Gazidis and Maldini at Boban, they've asked Elliot for a renewal on Zlatan. There's been no response at all. That's worrying. Do you think that's the right move? I mean, I personally think we need to keep Zlatan as long as he's willing to stay. He's been the turning point for our season, in my opinion.
Are you asking me that question?
Yes, yeah, I am.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't sure if you were just, like, talking in third person or not. I absolutely agree. I think that not renewing him would also be, like, an insult because he wanted an 18-month deal, and we told him that if he performs, he'll get an extension. And now we're just kind of stabbing him in the back, kind of like the way that Americans do business. We have American ownership, so... any billionaire Americans out here who are listening, don't invest in European soccer because you ruin it. Soccer is not a business to make money, and this is exactly what Elliot's trying to do.
I was going to make a cheeky comment. Any of the millionaires or billionaires that are listening, invest in Sempre Milan instead because we would like to make money.
Yes.
But continue. Go back to what you were saying.
I feel like we talk about this on the podcast all the time. The people who invest in soccer, like the Chelsea owner, Abramovich, whatever his name is, he likes to win. These guys are headstrong, so they like to show off what they have. What better way of showing off than owning the top team in London, winning the Champions League, winning the English championship? What's better, you know, owning an Italian giant like AC Milan or Inter Milan or Juve, you know? But then you bring in a guy like Elliot and Gazidis. Your dog just joined us, by the way.
he opened the door? Wow.
Smart dog you got there.
Yeah, that was weird. Keep talking. I'll be right back.
They're in it for the money. And today they talked about how Gazidis wants to implement a salary cap. Salary caps don't work. Look at Tottenham Hotspur. They made it to a Champions League final, but they lost. And they had a salary cap, but then they've been slowly raising it because they've realized we need to keep our players. You're not going to keep Donnarumma, Romagnoli,
Zlatan.
I mean, I'm thinking about long-term. Those are like our only two players who are worth keeping. By having a salary cap, Rinola hates Elliott management because he probably sees that exactly what we're talking about. He doesn't want his players to be here already. This is just icing on the cake. And nothing – I'm not going to put anything past Elliott, I guarantee you Donnarumma is going to be gone this summer because they're going to try and give him a lower contract, and they're going to say, if you don't sign it, you're gone. You know?
Yeah.
Romagnoli, he's going to be gone. He's going to be gone for less money than what we think he's worth because he has not performed in big games. If we hold on to him for a couple more seasons, got him a good pair, we might be able to get more money, but that's not going to happen. And I'm going to get my AC Milan tattoo removed.
I mean, I'm not going to do that just yet. I'm going to hold on to mine for a little bit longer, but specifically the Donnarumma renewal was something that Vito mentioned, that it was suggested by Maldini and Boban, and Elliott just flat out rejected the idea. So they're not at all game for renewing him, which is honestly shocking. He's our biggest asset, in my opinion. And that further leads me to believe that because this is the only investment Elliott's ever made that has lost them money, their goal right now is to sell off every big name asset, Donnarumma, Romagnoli, allow Ibra to walk for free, and maybe sell some other big players, and then sell the club overall at a loss of the purchase and just try to recoup as much money as they possibly can. And I get it from a business perspective. Like you said, that's how American business people work, but there's got to be a sporting aspect here. We got to find a way to win. And if youth is the way they want to go, then we should have stuck with what we were doing with Jim Paolo, losing every single game, you know. But when we switched over, when Maldini and Bowen finally broke through to him and said, we need some experience, we signed Zlatan, that was a turning point. Remember, they even tried to sign Spalletti, get experience there, and they tried really hard, and it came down to, like, what was a €500,000 difference? Something small.
From
like
what
that.
They told us.
From what they told us.
Elliott could have just been like, no, we don't want him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he could have just said no. But, I mean, if it was just a salary option that they were upset about, because then they went with the cheapest option in Pioli. I mean, they're always doing everything as cheap as possible. We saw it over the summer market when everyone we signed was really, really cheap, young, inexperienced players. And some of them turned out well. Benacer is an example of that. The majority didn't. Rebic on a two-year dry loan. I mean, that's actually a pretty good deal in hindsight. But at the time, we're like, why would you do this at all, you know?
Right.
And then in the winter window, every deal we made outside of Zlatan was, again, a loan with option to buy. And I think we're not going to redeem many, if any, of those options, to be honest with you. But it is what it is, you know. Another thing that Maldini and Boban had asked for was more experienced players, specifically Thiago Silva and Luka Modric. Modric was never in discussion yet. That was a player that they brought to the management and said, yo, what about this? But I guess there were talks with Thiago Silva already. He's going to be a free agent, so that was more doable for them. And Elliott just has cold turkey just dropped it. You know, they shut down the idea of making any summer deals now. They were going to wait for everything this summer. Obviously, that now we know is because Ralf Rangnick is coming in. That's been all but confirmed by every major source. All that's really waiting is an announcement. Same with this Boban dismissal. Everyone has agreed he's gone, and we're just waiting for an announcement on that as well. But I'm torn. Ralf Rangnick is a footballing genius, and I don't believe that's a hyperbole. I think he really is fantastic. We've seen what he's done with the Red Bull Empire. He's created teams from nothing, from the ground up. The problem is, it's not an instant solution. And we're talking about a team that's been on the decline for almost an entire decade now that is used to being at the top. It's not like we're, you know, RB Salzburg, who came from nothing, and it wasn't a big deal to take 3 or 4 years to get some growth. We're a team that needs immediate growth, and we're not getting that at all. This is going to be our fourth consecutive year zero. It's going to be Donnarumma's fifth management and eighth coach, I believe, seventh or eighth coach in his short tenure with us. I mean, the fact he's even developed at all is remarkable, but I don't blame any players if they leave this situation at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if the club's not going to be sold this summer, I feel like 2 months ago we were all on board with it. And the longer that we go without hearing anything, I think the less and less possibility of the club is being sold. And maybe that's why they haven't just started discussing a renewal for Donnarumma, because they don't know what the next ownership wants, you know? But if you want to sell a club and get the most money for them, you need to have strong players. You know?
I agree. Yeah.
And selling your top players to sell the club is just the stupidest move. Unless they're like, you know, we get $100 million for Donnarumma, $45 million for Romagnoli, $40 million for Kessier, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if they're able to pull off crazy prices like that and then sell the club cheap and still get their full billion, I mean, that would be an ideal situation for them, I would think. And another thing I'm looking at is the salary cap at 4 million euros per player, which is already crazy, by the way, because Gazidis is on 5 million a season, and he's a fucking...
Is that the... They want it at 4 million per player?
They want it at 4 million a player, which isn't unreasonable for Serie A teams, but you look at the teams that are competing for the title right now, Juventus has a wage bill like almost 100 million. I mean, granted, Ronaldo's 60 of that. You'll get Inter, they're at like 60, 70 million, you know. Napoli, Lazio, they all have high wage bills. We're never going to compete with these 4 million unless we get every single Mbappe that no one's heard of yet, you know. But we're not going to how can we just put all of our hope in this basket of finding the next 16-year-old superstar?
So what? Then when they're 21 and they want a better contract, we're going to be like, "Sorry, bye."
Yeah. No. Exactly. When they're stars, so then we could sell them for hire, because we saw what Gazidis did at Arsenal. Arsenal went from a team that had their invincible season. They had world-class superstars in Thierry Henry. They had all kinds of great things going. And then Gazidis comes in, and they're perpetually between fourth and sixth. They don't compete for anything. They're not winning trophies. They don't really care. They're selling off all of their strong products. You look at Alexis Sanchez, was their best player when he arrived. They sold him off to a direct rival in Manchester United. I mean...
But they had ridiculously high contracts.
They did. They did have high contracts, but it's the Premier League. They could get away with that. We can't.
Yeah, but what is he? Gazidis is a crook.
Yeah. the fact that he's getting paid more than what he is going to allow our best players to get. I mean, really, does anyone think he's doing better for the club than Donnarumma or Zlatan? They're worth way more money than Gazidis is to this club. But back to what I was really going to say was they're getting rid of Massara, most likely. Boban, for sure. Maldini, almost for sure. And Pioli, for sure. That's four people. I don't know what all their wages are, but you add that up, and that's all that saved wage. You're replacing all four of those with one guy in Ralf Rangnick. Surely he's not making $4 million a season. He's got to be on one or two and a half, maybe three, because he'll have so many roles. But, I mean, I don't. Maybe that's how they're going to make room for like a Donnarumma renewal or something like that. Because even if you raise Donnarumma one, there's no way that we're not still saving a little bit of money. Obviously, they're trying to save as much as possible. But just to give a little glimmer of hope, you know?
Dude, I have been preaching that Donnarumma is going to stay. I don't know how long. Even last summer, two summers ago, when... You know, everything. I was like, guys, he's going to stay. Like, he's a fan. There's no chance he's staying now. I think he's gone.
I think he's gone. And good for him. You know, he deserves Champions League football, and he definitely doesn't deserve a pay cut. So if he leaves, I don't blame him. He's put up with us for 5 years, and they've been the toughest years for a developing player. To put on the performances he has, he deserves any club in the world that wants him.
He arguably plays better in bigger games.
I agree.
And plays worse in shittier games.
Yeah. So put him at a team like PSG where he's going to win trophies every year, Real Madrid where he could compete, Barcelona where he could compete.
If I had to pick, I'd want him to go to Bayern Munich or Real Madrid.
How old is Neuer? Neuer's late 30s now.
35. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not even a bad move for him at all to be Neuer. He likes
Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich won't pay more than $40 million for a player.
Well, the problem is I don't think we would sell him for more than $40 million because he hasn't won anything, so that drives the market value down. I mean, you look at, well, never mind. I was going to say look at Kepa, who ain't shit and is still the world's best or highest paid keeper, whatever was the highest transfer. Donnarumma was miles ahead of him, and I don't think he'll go anywhere near what Kepa went for.
No. But we have a bad bargaining team behind us.
We do.
This team just, I mean, he's pure profit, you know?
Yeah, so. That's true. That's true. Even if we sell him for 40, that's a pure 40 net gain. You know, that's not like we had to pay anything to get Donnarumma. I think
right.
It was like $500,000 when for his youth rights or something irrelevant like that. So Donnarumma will be pure profit. You figure maybe, I don't know where Romagnoli goes. I'd imagine we could push 30 or 40 out of him, but
he's going to go to a top club in the world. They're going to see past his bad performances in big games and his low cost, and they'll pick him up for sure.
I know Chelsea has been interested in him heavily multiple years back to back. I mean, we as a club announced that we turned down a big money offer, so that was at least 40. Chelsea overpays for every player. If we want money for Romagnoli, send him to Chelsea. And I hate that we're even discussing where we offload our best players to, but that's kind of the reality of where we're at right now.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that we'd bring in a manager, director, whatever, like Ragnick, and sell the players. Like, that just doesn't give him something to work with from the beginning.
Exactly. Like, give him. I understand that he could create something out of very little, but why use that extra year zero? You know, we already have a strong foundation. Just keep it. Let him build off this with Donnarumma, Romagnoli, Bennacer and Zlatan for just even one more season. And I think that could seriously be successful for us. We're just a few experienced players away from really competing for a top four spot, I think. And it's unfortunate because I think we're going to lose the good spots that we currently have.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was super depressing. That was no fun to talk about at all. But, it is what it is. That's where we're at. Boban should never have spoken out about Gazidis publicly in the way he did. I fully agree with everything he said. But the reality is, you're mid-season. You can't be causing rifts like that. Mm-hmm. I understand why he needs to be sacked from a managerial point of view. I don't want him to, but it makes sense. You can't openly disrespect your CEO like that, even though he was being shady in the first place. But it's going to have effect on us for the rest of the season, I think, sporting-wise as well, because everyone's now disheartened. Everyone's no longer focused on the games ahead. They're focused on, can we come back from this mess that we're now in? It's not cool.
No.
It's really not cool.
I didn't have a problem with Boban, though. You know?
I have no issue with Boban. I think he's... I mean, the only thing that Boban and Maldini have got wrong, in my opinion, was hiring Gianpaolo, and I don't even think that was entirely their doing, you know? I think there were other factors that went into his hiring, because we saw who we were courting before that. Antonio Conte, Max Allegri, Sarri, even, were all people that we've tried to court last summer, and then we got Gianpaolo. So just basing off of how it went when we sacked Gianpaolo and all this courting with Spalletti, and then we got Pioli, it seems to me that Elliott's letting us flirt with all these great options to appease the fans, and then real quick settling for the cheapest option. And I think that's kind of what happened with Gianpaolo when we had an opportunity to sign big name players, because we were 1 point off Champions League. Big coaches would have come to a club like that. They could,
right?
They're good for 1 point, you know, but. Enough of that. We have one game to look ahead to, I believe, on Wednesday against Juventus.
Behind closed doors. If it's not, I honestly have a feeling that the game's going to get canceled.
I was kind of under that impression as well, to be honest. I think it might. But regardless, we're behind closed doors, which does play into favor for us. Originally, it was just Milan fans weren't allowed to go, and Juve fans were, which was shady, but whatever. But it's at Juve. We have Zlatan, Teo, and Castillejo suspended for this. And Daniele Orsato is the referee. So there's not a chance in hell we win this game. Not a chance we do anything positive in this game. But that's the game we got to look forward to. So,
do we see a possible Daniele Maldini starting?
Maybe. I don't know about starting. He might make an appearance, though.
We have Liao and Rebic. I forgot about Rebic, oddly enough. He scored in every game for the past, like, 5 weeks.
I know. It'll be Liao up top, I think, because he hasn't played much lately. So that'll be good for him. Who do we think will be left back? Do we think Calabria slides over, or do we think Laxalt?
I'd rather have Laxalt and Calabria on both on the field and Conte back in Milan.
Why do I feel like Conte can't play? No, he can. He can. Oh, Castillejo can't play. So Salamakers will take over Castillejo's spot for sure.
Oh.
And then, right? Yeah, that's what we do. And then Conte. It'll either be Conte and Calabria at left back, or it'll be Calabria right back and Laxalt at left back. It sucks, man. Our two of our three best. I mean, maybe Rebic starts up top, dude, and Leao on the wing.
I am more prone. I'm expecting to see that.
I think
because Rebic can create it. Leao can give it to Rebic to create it. I think that Leao is still too young.
I agree. I think he had that wonder goal against Fiorentina in the first leg, but he hasn't really created as much, whereas Rebic has clearly been producing every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So Rebic up top, and he scored against him in the reverse, so maybe, who knows? I mean, does Juve have any suspensions, do you know, or any injuries or anything? I honestly have no idea.
I have no idea. I can look.
Demiral is injured. Oh, dude, you know who else I forgot's hurt? Donnarumma.
No, he'll be back. I read he'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure. But Juve's got Demiral. Demiral's out. But besides that, it's probably going to be the usual criminals in their lineup.
Douglas Costa and Higuain are both questionable.
Okay, well that's
good. Oh, it says, according to Soccer Swap, I think that's the app I'm using, Soccer Stand. Gigi Donnarumma will not be playing.
Cool. Glad. Sweet. So there's that game. So your ideal. Okay, let's look at it now. So we're probably going to lose.
He's only 21.
He just turned 21 like last week.
God damn it.
I know, dude. So in the other semifinal, Inter Napoli. Napoli's up 1-0 in aggregate. I think they have a home goal, not an away. Do you think Napoli could hold that and go to the finals? Or do you think?
I think the game's at Napoli, right?
I thought Napoli had the first one already.
I thought Inter had it at home.
Well, we played ours at home. Did we play on the same day?
No.
I'm trying to find it. Shit, just dropped my phone. Sorry. I had it. Where is that? Gosh dang it, sorry. It is Napoli at home. So they do have an away goal already. That's perfect then. So yes. Napoli could push through. At least that would stop Inter from getting potentially a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't make it through, I hope Napoli wins it. I hope they win it all. I don't want you.
Yeah,
I want
that'd be great. Anything.
Oh, and to have Napoli take a trophy from Sarri and Gattuso. Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't like Napoli, but I'd root for that.
Better than Lazio.
You think so? I'm rooting for Lazio to win the league.
I am too, because I hate Inter and Juve, but Lazio's fans are questionable characters.
I like Jerry. Jerry's a good guy. He'll be on the for those who follow us on Twitter, Jerry Mancini, he's host of another podcast. He's a big Lazio fan. He's going to join us for the...
I'm sure Jerry's a good guy, but I mean like the ultras.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I knew what you were saying. I just plug in. Well, yeah, that's just about it. We don't have much else to cover, but thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us on this really impromptu quick one here. Like I said, I'm gonna roll a blooper reel after this, or an outtake reel, so to speak, of previous podcasts. It's kind of funny stuff. Fair warning, there is a decent amount of language in these clips, so if you don't want to hear that, then tune out. That's fine. It's about 6 minutes, so if you're listening to this on Audio Boom, the outtakes are only available on YouTube, so definitely get on YouTube, check it out. That said, you can follow me on Twitter at Torgard45, and Madison, you as well, sign up.
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and follow me on Twitter at Madison_DT. Hopefully Oliver's back next week. Maybe Isaac will join us once, if he can learn to speak English.
Yeah, Ollie actually said he was going to have a written statement for this episode because, like I said,
he's resigning.
Yeah, Ollie's done. We're getting rid of him. But we still need him to write because he, out of the three of us, is the only one who does. So that said,
me and AJ are strictly podcast.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Abate la rimette dentro. Esce Radu. Porta vuota. Gol! Gol! Abbiamo battuto il gatto nero! Li abbiamo battuti tutti, Alessio! Grande Alessio! È bella la vita! Lava quella zolla, Alessio! Lava la quella zolla, Alessio!